Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 9, The Organic Building Up of the Church as the Body of Christ Through the Process of Spiritual Metabolism According to the Believer's Inner Experience of the Indwelling Christ. Monday, Related Verses, 2 Samuel 7, verses 12 through 14. When your days are fulfilled and you sleep with your fathers, I will raise up your seed after you, which will come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. It is he who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will strike him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the sons of men. 1 John 4, verse 13. In this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, that he has given to us of his Spirit. John 15, verses 4 through 5, 10, and 14. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Verse 14. You are my friends if you do what I command you. 1 John 2, verses 27 through 28. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things, and it is true, and it is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, so that if he is manifested, we may have boldness and not be put to shame from him at his coming. Galatians 4, verse 19. My children, with whom I travail again in birth until Christ is formed in you. Related reading. In 2 Samuel 7, David wanted to build God's house, but in this chapter, God wanted David to realize that he needed God to build Christ into him. Thus, 2 Samuel 7 is the unveiling of a prophecy through typology, showing us there is no need for us to build something for God. We simply are not able to do this. We cannot build something for God with ourselves or with our knowledge of the Bible and theology. We need God to build of Christ into our intrinsic constitution so that our entire being will be reconstituted with Christ. As a result, we are not only changed, but we are transformed from one kind of person into another. 2 Samuel 7 simply indicates that God does not need us to build anything for him. We are nothing, we have nothing, and we can do nothing. Therefore, we need Christ to be wrought into our being. Just as the photograph of a person does not have the life and nature of that person, so David, a photograph of God's heart, did not have the life and nature of God. Even though he was a man whose heart was according to God, he did not have anything related to God organically. What David needed is what we need today. We need God to build himself in Christ into our humanity. This means that we need God to work himself in Christ into us as our life, our nature, and our constitution. As a result, we are not simply a man according to God's heart. We are God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. We today are not outwardly as high as David was, but we can declare that we have God's life, nature, and constitution. In order to accomplish this, God in Christ became a man and went through some processes that this man could be designated something divine. In resurrection, he was designated the firstborn son of God. In and through resurrection, Christ, the firstborn son of God, became the life-giving spirit who now enters into us to impart, to dispense himself as life into our being to be our inner constitution, to make us a God-man just like him. He was God becoming man, and we are man becoming God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. Many Christians are still trying merely to have a behaving, a living, and a being that are according to God's heart, but they do not have the concept that God desires to build himself in Christ into our being. What he is building into us will be his abode, which will be our abode also. Hence, it becomes a mutual abode. The New Jerusalem is this mutual abode. On the one hand, the New Jerusalem is the dwelling place of God. On the other hand, it is also our eternal dwelling place. For eternity, the New Jerusalem will be the fulfillment of the Lord's brief word in John 15, verse 4, "Abide in me and I in you." According to the common understanding and view among Christians, God gave Christ to be our Redeemer and our Savior. He died for our sins, accomplishing redemption. He rose up from among the dead, and He has become our life. However, this does not tell us what God wants to do. God wants to work Himself in Christ into us. Redemption and salvation are for this. Christ's incarnation, Christ's human living, Christ's death and resurrection, they are all for God's desire to work Himself in Christ into us. Everything that Christ does and everything that Christ has accomplished are for this one thing. All the steps, big and small, that God takes in our daily life are to fulfill His intention of building Himself in Christ into our being.